go for a drive.
We specifically wanted to come to Acushnet to see how our favorite ice cream is made, but soon found out that there is much more to this hidden gem.
We decided to explore our own backyard. Plymouth has so many well-known sites, but we wanted to look for some of the less-known hidden gems and new things. Worcester is the second largest city, population-wise, in the Commonwealth. The scenic town of Westport is on the south coast of Massachusetts, squeezed in between the towns of Dartmouth and the Rhode Island border. Today, our journey took us to Auburn, Massachusetts, a town just south of Worcester with a population of just around 17,000 people, located in 16.4 square miles of land.
They are two grannies on the road, and for over a decade, at least one, the lead granny, has been hitting the road in her RV in search of sights and sounds of America. And for the last few years, that focus has been on the best of Massachusetts. They're here in Studio 2, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Beth Soboloff.
And I'm Marcia Rothwell. I guess I don't know who I am. I'm Marcia Rothwell, and we're
two grannies on the road.
But not on the road today. Today you're in Studio 2. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you.
And Marcia, great to have you.
Thank you.
So, listen, I'm going to start off with a little lightning round of questions here. So, from your travels, and Beth, you've been doing this a lot longer than Marcia, but Marcia, you've been traveling now with Beth for a while. Marcia, best breakfast you've had on the road?
Oh, I don't think I can answer that. It's fantastic. Every town we go to, I think, oh, they can't top it, and I can't pick one. I don't know if Beth can.
Beth, do you have one?
Well, we went to the, I think it's called the Farm and Coast,
yes,
in Fairhaven, and we had, I had a vegetable smash, or what do they call it, a vegetable?
I'm not sure I remember.
It was a bowl with an egg on top, and it was absolutely incredible. It's something I would never make for myself, so it really stands out.
All right. So, Marcia, I'm going to give you another shot here at another lightning round question. Most surprising piece of history that you've learned on the road?
The most surprising history. Okay.
She's the older granny. It takes her a while.
I've got more experience, though.
I'm not sure about that.
Have you seen a statue and you learned a story behind it?
I learned about a little red schoolhouse, which I thought, okay, I've seen a lot of those. And we went there, and it was where Mary Had a Little Lamb had been by one of the teachers. One of the first teachers had a lamb. I'm sure her name was Mary, had followed her to school.
Wow. And do you happen to remember, Beth, where that was?
That was in Sudbury.
Sudbury. So there's a little red schoolhouse in Sudbury where Mary had literally a little lamb.
Literally.
Amazing.
Literally. It was awesome.
Okay. And Beth, of all the places you've been at this a while.
Yes.
A place that you know you want to go back.
Wow. So many. I love going to Marion, Mattapoisett, the South Coast. It's so beautiful. And I have been back to a lot of those communities. We're going back to Hubbardston in October. There's just so many. But a lot of things stand out in terms of history. There's so much history in the Commonwealth. It's just amazing. We have an amazing state.
So tell me how you started on this journey, Beth.
Okay. Well, this was back in 2010. I'd been in business for myself as a web designer for 8 years, had never taken a vacation. So I actually was kind of having a little pity party for myself. Oh, poor me. You know, I haven't had a vacation. I never got to travel across the country in an RV with my kids, which I always wanted to do. And then I'm like, well, wait a second. I have a job that I could do anywhere. Maybe I could think outside the box and figure out a way that I could travel and work at the same time. And the time I was single and I was like, and I was an empty nester, and I thought, well, I wouldn't want to do it alone. Who should I take with me? And then I thought of a friend of mine who was a graphic designer who could also work from the road. And then the name came to me, Two Grannies on the Road. And so we started working at it and making plans, and we tried to get sponsorships to big cross-country trips, and that didn't happen. And things evolved over time, and we just said, well, let's do what we can do locally. And we were starting to see a lot of ageism in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Friends of ours, baby boomers, who were getting laid off from their corporate jobs of 40 years, and they weren't ready to retire, but they were being replaced by millennials. And then there were also people our age who wanted to retire, had a dream, maybe open a restaurant, but they had no idea how to do it. So we decided to have a TV show and interview baby boomers who had reinvented themselves and tell their stories to inspire other baby boomers and other people to live their dreams no matter what. Think outside the box. It's never too late. And it just evolved into what we have now. A few years ago, I said, let's visit every city and town in Massachusetts. And we're having a blast doing it.
So, Marcia, tell us a little bit about the TV show.
The TV show in Plymouth that we are on public PAC TV. And we just found out there were 27 different, or 25, 27 different stations that have been picking us up, which is very exciting for us to be able to. We use their equipment. And I'm still learning because I saw a video the other day that I got Beth, but I forgot her head or part of her head. So I'm in the learning curve. And so it's we're very grateful for them.
We're talking with Marcia Rothwell and Beth Soboloff, who are two grannies on the road. And in case I forgot, it's on their T-shirts. They have a wonderful logo, so I could see it right there. Marcia, I'll stay with you for a minute longer. So you sign up, I think, this year, right?
Oh, definitely, yes.
What made you say, yep, that's what I want to go do?
Well, I had not met Beth before, and I met at lunch, and she was explaining how the person that was following her, was going to move to where her child was, near her children. And she said, she's looking, and I go, I'll do that. And she said, you will? I said, yes. And so then we took it from there.
Had you been much of a traveler before?
I have traveled, yes. Yeah. I have.
How about the RV dimension of this?
Absolutely not. I've never been in an RV, and next week we're going to spend 5 days with each other in the RV. I've gone camping with tents and pop-up tents and things like that, but never in an RV. So that's exciting.
Oh, boy. So tell us about the trip next week, Beth.
We're going out to the Berkshires, and it's a 3-hour drive from Plymouth, so we said, let's try to do a week or 5 days. So we're leaving Monday morning. We're going out to West Stockbridge, Stockbridge, Lenox, Lee, and dropping down into the furthest southwest corner of the state, Mount Washington.
So they know you're coming, right? You reach out to communities beforehand. Tell us about that.
We do. So we go on Facebook and we'll find a forum for a town. So, for instance, you know, we'll see, you know, does Lenox have a forum on Facebook? And we get on and introduce ourselves and ask what we should do and what we should see. You know, we're going to come and film here. Where should we eat? Where should we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner? What is your town famous for? We want to get the locals' perspective so we can find the hidden gems, things you won't find on a travel site.
Can you give us an example of a hidden gem?
Well, we went to Newbury, Massachusetts, way back. We went to Newbury, West Newbury, and Newburyport. West Newbury is a small farming community. Did you know that it was the very first place in the United States where combs were manufactured?
No.
Who knew? Who knew? Right?
No.
Right. Hubbardston, this little town of population 4,000, there's a gentleman there who has the world's largest collection of Back to the Future memorabilia. And I'm talking about 3 DeLoreans.
No way. So, yeah, Marcia, you actually mouthed this one's good.
Oh, that, it was just, I can't believe what an experience. We didn't know we were going to be doing this. We knew we were going somewhere to this beautiful, and we ended up in a beautiful estate. When they called them barns, that would have not been, you know, what I call the barn, everything, the humidity was just right, and it was Back to the Future, it was Ghostbuster, Jurassic Park. I mean, it was, it just went on and on and
so
on.
So three DeLoreans, which for people who don't know are the iconic car from Back to the Future. It was one of the first ones where the car doors opened up like wings, and it was turned into a time machine in Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. What was some of the other memorabilia that you two saw? Go ahead.
Well, we had Doc's laboratory, if you wanted to call it, clocks were. And, we had 2 statues at one point. They looked just like Marty and Doc.
The two main characters.
And Doc had come in, and he kept saying, he couldn't, he was, what was the expression? He couldn't believe it. Anyhow, he kept touching this because it looks just
like
him.
The actor came in and saw
Christopher Lloyd came and saw his own.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
And it just went on in each building. It just went, it was a, and you didn't know that was, I would have called this a quaint little town if we had just driven in. It had one caution light in the center. And it was a beautiful town. It had a lot of different things.
And this was Hubbardston again,
this is Hubbardston. Yes. Yeah. It's a little tiny 4,400 people.
So we're speaking with Marcia Rothwell and Beth Soboloff, who are the grannies on the two grannies on the road. And Beth, you founded this. I'll turn back to you for a minute. It seems like my gut is that cities and towns, especially if there's a TV show associated with it, would be excited to have you come. Do you find a lot of willing participants? Is there a lot of enthusiasm in town when you get there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they love it. They love showing off their towns. They love telling us about the history. You know, a lot of times they'll treat us to breakfast, lunch, you know, whatever. And they'll give us T-shirts. They just, people have such pride in their communities. It's just wonderful. And we are the beneficiaries of that.
Now, I'd like to say something that I find it the most positive thing you can do for a full day, and at this time in our nation and everything, to have that kind of excitement and fun. And I would like to say also that people our age can do all these things, and they're not far from their own area. If they're handicapped or something, somebody could take them 20 minutes, a half an hour away. So I think it's great to have that kind of positive experience.
So it's I'm almost like, oh no, because my next question really should be, has anything ever broken your heart? Right? This is a positive experience. It's a wonderful experience. But have you seen anything that broke your heart?
Not me, but I don't know. Beth's been doing it longer.
I have to say no. It's been all positive. And maybe people step up and show us what's the best in their community. You know, sometimes you get a little inkling. People say, oh, tell them about the water in our town or something like that, but we ignore that because every town has its challenges. We wanted to give the positive message, and we're very encouraged by people who tell us they love our show. It's fun, it's informative, and makes them want to go see these places. And that we can't ask for any better than that.
Let's do another lightning round. Do you have some kind of playlist or a game that you play on long drives?
No, we discuss afterwards. What was the highlight of that day? That kind of thing on the way home.
We talk about how we can get sponsorships so we can do more traveling.
Yeah, and we do that.
And have you ever just gone someplace on the fly? You didn't reach out ahead of time. You just jumped in the vehicle and went, either of you?
Not as two grannies on the road. Oh. I have kind of done that. We'll go on weekend trips, my husband and I, and just keep exploring. I'm like, why should I stay at home on the weekends? So we went to Acushnet last weekend and went to the Apple Peach Festival. Didn't tell anybody we were going. I did a little filming, but we ate cobbler, you know?
That's not a bad way to spend a weekend. All right, so let people know how they can find you on social.
Go ahead. Okay, so twogranniesontheroad.com. On the web. On Instagram, it's the number two grannies. And on Facebook, it's written out to facebook.com/twogranniesontheroad. And also on YouTube, our YouTube channel, if you go to YouTube and do a search for Two Grannies on the Road, you'll find all of our shows and you can subscribe.
And Marcia, you had one more thing you wanted to say.
Nope. I lost it.
Oh, no, that's okay.
No, I was trying like to say that we're asked granny. At many different things. People have been asking. We saw a young pilgrim in, that was great.
Mm-hmm. Play.
Play. Mm-hmm. And so people have asked us to come.
To come.
And that's very exciting. Then we'll pick that town maybe because somebody would like us to come.
All right, Marcia Rothwell, Beth Soboloff, they are two grannies on the road. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.